This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 18th. I'm Paul Plack. A Piper Mirage carrying three people and relief supplies to Haiti went down in a residential neighborhood in Clearwater, Florida, Sunday morning. Fortunately, no one on board was seriously injured, and there were no injuries on the ground. One of two teams from Penn Manor High School in Millersville, Pennsylvania, placed first at the 8th Annual Team America Rocketry Challenge on Saturday. The school's other team placed second. Farnborough 2010 opens July 19th, and parent company ADS has laid out themes for each of the show's first 4 days to allow more focus and more networking opportunities for attendees. Waco Classic Aircraft says the FAA has approved its new YMF-5D model with a 300-horsepower engine, MT prop with elliptical tips, and Garmin glass panel. Diamond Aircraft reports the Singapore Youth Flying Club has chosen the DA-40 as the aircraft of choice in an upcoming modernization of its fleet. Australia will implement an integrated national air traffic management system involving the Royal Australian Air Force and Air Services Australia. The Collings Foundation is offering a fantasy camp which will simulate the training and practice which was required of World War II recruits serving as navigator, radio operator, gunner, flight engineer, and bombardier on a B-24 Liberator. An Arizona congresswoman is co-sponsoring a bill that would stiffen penalties for pilots of ultralights caught smuggling drugs across the Mexican border. And a Russian man told his wife he'd volunteered for an 18-month simulated mission to Mars a month after they were married. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, a preview of this weekend's Virginia Regional Festival of Flight with Dee Whittington, the event's public relations chairman. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.